welcome to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I am your host, Eliza Moore, and today I'm here with Brady Roach, a student at Freedom High School. Today we are going to be discussing employment as a teen, what it looks like, and how it can benefit you as a teen and a student. Working as a teen can provide you with a variety of real-world skills, such as time management and responsibility, and it can help you build useful connections and the ability to create helpful relationships with others. To start, Brady, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, my name is Brady Roach. I am a senior at Freedom High School this year. I plan on going to a four-year university next year, and I actually do a lot of things with my school, including extracurriculars. Outside of school, I actually play travel hockey and hockey for my high school, and then I work as well.
I work at Napoli Pizza. I've previously worked at another local fast food restaurant. I'm a junior in high school. And I also have a pretty intense activity schedule. I'm on the swim team. I do swim team over the summer. I participate in the debate team. Brady, where do you work?
I currently work at Northampton Country Club, a small private country club in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And how long have you worked there?
This right now would be my second year. I started in March 2 years ago.
So you've been working since you were a freshman or a sophomore?
That would be my sophomore year. I started working.
I started working my freshman year, but I've been working at my current job for 1 year. Can you tell us what your job entails?
So my job, my title is a bagroom attendant at Northampton Country Club. It's a pretty simple job, but it's very member-oriented. So there's two different shifts that's possible. There's an opening and a closing. Both differ based on what type of day it is, that kind of thing. It starts, you stand there and you help the members with anything that they may need golf related. So helping them with their golf carts, getting their bags out since it is indeed a private club. And it's also really just focused on member loyalty, making sure that you're the face of the club. You're the first thing a member sees when they walk down to play a round of golf, and making sure that you're really able to like captivize their attention and make sure they have a great day.
That sounds really interesting. I work in customer service, which is pretty similar. So I work as a cashier and a waitress. So I work to make sure, you know, customers get the food they want when they come in, that they get everything they ordered, and that they have a good experience when they're at our restaurant. Brady, do you work with a lot of people your age?
Yes. So we have, obviously, in the golf department, there's a lot of older people that are in charge of like the operations, the grounds, that kind of a thing. But in regard to my specific job, it's a lot of high school students. Most of them are seniors at Freedom High School, and a lot of them are just really able just to help out the community and enjoy what they're doing as their job.
I actually work with a few people my age, but I actually work with a lot of people who are in college. They work as delivery drivers. And then I also work with a lot of older adults who work full-time in like the kitchen. So I think that's very interesting. Brady, what are some parts of your job that you like?
I really do enjoy the aspect of being that face of a club or being the face of an institution kind of aspect. Being able to be the face that someone recognizes when they're coming in, wishing them a good day, helping them with any of their needs is something that I truly enjoy. I mean, giving someone that satisfaction is something that brightens their day as well as mine. I also do enjoy the aspect of just being able to assist in any way I can, not just for members, but for anyone around the club. There's been times I've done jobs that aren't technically what I'm supposed to be doing in my job title, but I've just enjoyed helping out due to the opportunities I've gained.
Yeah, I really also love working with people. I love, you know, the people I work with as well. I love making sure that customers get everything they need. And then I love the place that I work. So I love being able to help the customers and really just make sure that they get a good experience. Now, Brady, what are some parts of your job that you dislike?
I'd say, honestly, full honest truth is I don't dislike anything with my job. There's obviously things that everyone would sigh about doing, but overall, the positives outweigh any negatives there'd possibly be. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to wake up early in the summer to open up the club due to golfers wanting to get out there early. But a big aspect is just that I truly enjoy what I'm doing and enjoy everything that this job entails.
That's how I feel, too, because I worked in two other roles before I started at Napoli. I worked at another fast food restaurant that was locally owned, and I worked as a lifeguard. And I didn't really enjoy either of those, but I found a job that I really like now, so there's not really a part of my job that I dislike. Now, Brady, how have you worked a job into both your school and your social schedules? You sound very busy.
Yes, so I definitely would consider myself a busy person, given the fact that there's so much going on, being a senior with the things like college apps, as well as just being able to enjoy the social aspect of a senior year. It has been not a challenge per se this year, but it's been something that I've really had to balance because given next year with college coming, it's one of the huge aspects of saving. And then to be able to really work with that, it's hard to be able to find that work-life balance that a lot of people reference. Given, too, that a lot of people are just enjoying what they do, I do enjoy working, which means it's something that I find fun, something I look forward to. It's not like I could hang out with my friends or I could work. Being able to enjoy the aspect of work is huge in regards to being able to want to do it.
Yeah, as a busy person myself as well, I found that working on school nights or nights where I have other activities can be a little difficult. So I found a job where that I can work on weekends, I can work shifts that I know I'll enjoy. I'm really able to make sure they don't balance or they don't impact my other activities, and I find a good balance with them. Now, at first, when you started at your job, did you find it hard to balance work with your school and your extracurriculars?
I'd say honestly, no, because it's difficult when you originally think of, oh, let me plan out my week. But when you really get down to it, and especially at a job where like I work, there's a lot of people on the schedule, meaning that you really only can work a few days a week. So it's a lot of balancing, oh, I work on, per se, Tuesday and Thursday. If I want to do something, I can do that on Wednesday and Friday kind of aspect. I learned to adapt quickly to that, given the fact of like a flexibility. Also, if something pops up, that you would be able to switch a shift with somebody. That way you're still getting hours, but you're still learning like that work-life balance that I mentioned before.
Yeah, for me, there was a little period of trial and error where I had, when I started my junior year, I was pretty busy. And so I had to figure out how to balance work. But eventually I learned, you know, which shifts I liked doing after my school week, when I didn't really want to work, and how I could, you know, schedule that in a way that I was enjoying everything I did and work didn't impact it. Now, even with being able to pick your own schedule, do you ever find that work impacts like your schoolwork or your ability to participate in activities?
I'd say no. I've really found that balance of that, like, let's say, per se, it's a Thursday night. I have a test on Friday, and then I have, say, a hockey game during the weekend. I would indeed work that Thursday night, but I'd know the results of that action, knowing that work I need to do, I need to save, I need the money aspect, the monetary asset. But also the fact that it's going to just be a later night tonight, meaning that, oh, maybe on Wednesday night I'll catch up on some sleep. It's really a big aspect that I always say is preparation is key. Knowing what you're in for, if you're saying, oh, I'm going to work tonight, and then being able to actually like work that out in the schedule is difficult at first, but then once you get a handle of it, it's quite easy.
Yeah, I think being able to schedule myself like a week in advance, I always, you know, what days during the week I know which I'm going to have tests or which days I'm going to have important things that I need to be, you know, well rested for. So I usually am able to make a schedule where my work doesn't impact my schoolwork. And I think that's really beneficial. Moving on, what are some new helpful experiences that you've had at your job that you wouldn't have previously had, Brady?
I've honestly learned a lot about, especially at a job with a tight-knit community based around it, a lot of aspects of that community. When one finds a job, and it's specifically in the local area, or per se not a chain, you really gain that family-like atmosphere, knowing like, oh, like I can gain a connection here. The aspect of even at a country club kind of aspect, you have that member employee relationship. But I know anywhere from just talking to like friends that you gain a lot more about yourself, and then you also gain connections that hopefully will last you a lifetime.
Yeah, especially working in customer service, I found that I've experienced a lot of new people, and it's brought me out of my comfort zone. And this has helped me build a lot more of an understanding of my community, the world around me. And it's also given me a lot more compassion, empathy. It's built a lot of my communication and my personal skills. And it's also, I feel like it's helped me, you know, learn time management, learn, you know, what needs to be done at work before I leave, and learning responsibility, you know, what needs to get done before I leave. Do you find that these experiences translate into skills that are useful to you?
100%. Given, like, when you think about the two aspects of work, there's, like, the soft skills and the hard skills, which are two common terms. Soft skills being, like, aspects that you kind of learned through work, and then hard skills being the direct work you're doing. So hard skills for me, I've learned a lot about that aspect of planning out a day, time management. If there's a tournament going on, per se, Saturday morning, Friday night's going to be a little bit of a later night because you want to prepare and help out that group before you. And then in regard to soft skills, being able to learn based on communication, asking someone a simple question of how's your day going, really just brings you out of your comfort shell and just really gets you more involved in other people's lives, which is a soft skill that I take for granted sometimes, knowing how to talk to others and then being able to communicate with others as well.
Yeah, I think time management is one of the most useful things that I've learned, because being able to manage your schedule and knowing I have to show up at this time, I have to get this done before I leave, it's helped me a lot in school as well with my homework, knowing that I have to get it done before a certain time. And then also the responsibility aspect of it. I know that at work, I can get in trouble if I don't do something properly. So it's given me more encouragement to get something done right.
Yeah, and even based on the aspect of responsibility, owning up to mistakes. Mistakes happen everywhere, and you know that it's going to happen. And if you don't make a mistake, it's not part of human life. So it's just the aspect of owning up to that and taking responsibility. Oh, I did mess that up. That's on me. I'm gonna work extra to fix that over. Mm-hmm. Or even the aspect, like you said, responsibility. Just being able to learn more about yourself and learning that I am responsible for my actions are a big part of working and what you learn from that.
And I think a lot of me learning that I'm responsible for my own actions came from working, because before that, when I was 15, you know, starting work, I had only been in school or at home or in situations where there wasn't as much of accountability and I wasn't as independent with, you know, making choices, making sure everything was getting done right.
Yeah, and that also takes on the aspect of initiative as well. I mean, hey, there's two kids that aren't able to work this weekend, but I want to work this weekend. I'm not doing much. Take that initiative that you learn and that responsibility to, hey, I'm not doing anything. I'll gladly take your shift, knowing that you will be rewarded for that. And also the fact that you're helping someone else out and knowing that further down the line, if that happens to you, they'll gratefully return that favor.
Yeah, I'm very glad I started working now, because I've realized that eventually, you know, after college, after high school, when I get what most people would call a real job or a job with a college degree, a full-time job, I'm going to have to work for someone and fulfill duties that are assigned to me. And so having that, you know, experience now, where even though it might be, you know, just giving someone their pizza or helping someone out on the country club course, it's given me the knowledge and prepared me better for when I eventually take on those roles. So, Brady, do you feel like you're paid a fair amount, and do you make tips?
100%. The club is very upfront about, like, what your pay is, and I greatly appreciate that. There's no questions that I ever have. It's always upright. Part of the job and title is to receive tips, and the tips are based on day kind of aspect, but it's a hearty source of income for a high school student, and I'd recommend the job for anyone, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like making tips has really encouraged me to, you know, provide a better service and be better at my job. I want to make more money, so I'm going to be better with my customer service. Brady, are there any specific ways that you save your money? Has having a job helped you save up?
Yes, 100%. A job is one of the key aspects that really teach you how to save up for life. As I stated before, you have to prepare to go to college, that kind of aspect. And just being able to have an income, especially in regard to, like, a job with tips, you have your regular base income and then you have tips. And that can be divided by the person. Some people, oh, I'm going to save my tips and put that into like a direct savings account. Or other people are, oh, I'm going to save my regular pay and use my tips for like expenditures, that kind of thing. And it really just leads me to believe that there's a true value in working more than just the aspect of getting paid. It teaches you how to preserve money, save money, and even just learn how to spend money in a smart and efficient way.
Yeah. Do you think that making money and making income from a job has prepared you to manage your money better once you start working a livable income in the future?
100%. I mean, there's a lot of times that if one isn't using their own money, they might be more like, oh, I would love to buy this. I want this snack kind of aspect, as simple as it goes to that. But in reality, when you're using your own money and you realize, oh, this item's $4.99, you're like, that's $5 and that comes out of my base pay. Like, when you really break it down, you save more when you're working due to that working mindset.
Yeah, and I think this gives, you know, people who work a valuable sense of independence. Would you agree?
Yes, 100%. You aren't dependent on anyone else except yourself, knowing, oh, maybe this week I can't go do that one fun extra thing because I didn't work as much because I had a test. Versus the next week after that, oh, I worked 3 times this week. I can go do that rewarding thing on the weekend.
And Brady, just one last question here. What would you say to a teen who is contemplating whether or not to get a job?
I would say that a job is one of the things that really shaped my perspective on not just my life, but other people's lives. I'm learning from them, learning from others, and as well as just being able to talk to others about even the simplest thing with my job, about how their day is going. It's taught me the aspects of communication, as well as also teaching me the aspects of saving, like you stated before, and just honestly having a good life.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, Brady. This is WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters. We'll be back after a short break.
WDIY has been broadcasting in the Lehigh Valley and beyond for 30 years, providing news.
These planes were hijacked.
The Bethlehem Steel Corporation will end its steelmaking production in Bethlehem.
We hope that you enjoyed hearing from the Dalai Lama.
Local public affairs.
As I say, it's a race of interest.
What we're experiencing today will later on be studied.
And music.
My name is Janice Ian.
Our guest, Lake Street Dive.
In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul & Mary.
WDIY, since 1995.
And welcome back to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today I'm here with Jesse Mooney, a student at Freedom High School. We will continue to be talking about employment as a teen, what it looks like, and how it can benefit you as a teen and student. With Brady, we focused a lot on the practical skills and experience that can come from a job, but there are a lot of social benefits from being employed as a teen as well. Jesse, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jesse Mooney. I'm a 10th grader at Freedom High School. I'm currently employed at Steel Ice Center, but before that, I was an intern at King Spry Law Firm. And yeah, I do a lot out of school. I'm a figure skater, which helped me get my job at Steel Ice Center. I'm a diver, I'm a swimmer, and I'm on the debate team, and I'm a part of a VEDM at Freedom High School.
That internship, that sounds interesting. Could you tell us a little bit about that, what you learned from it, what the role entailed, and how you got that position?
Yeah, of course. So my mom is actually a lawyer. After eighth grade, the summer going into freshman year, she wanted me to start learning about time management, and she really just wanted me to get a job. So I was able to get my internship at King Spry, and it really taught me a lot to be good with social interactions. I got to talk to a lot of lawyers and meet a lot of significant people in the law area.
That sounds very interesting and very useful for future careers. Was that internship paid? Did you make money from that?
Yes, I did. So I actually got $10 an hour. So a pretty good amount for the little job that I had.
And now moving on, when did you start working at Steel Ice Center?
I started working at Steel Ice Center in August of 2024. So I've been employed for about 7 months now. I got trained to be a skate guard, but I soon got moved up to front desk in the middle of December.
And what does a typical day look like at your job? What kind of duties do you fulfill?
So when I'm a skate guard, a typical day is usually I clock in, I get everyone their skates, and then I'm usually on the ice for about an hour and a half. And then afterwards, we're usually cleaning up, cleaning tables, sweeping, make sure all the skates are away. And then when I'm on front desk, the shifts are usually a bit longer, so my shifts usually are about, I would say, 3, 4, 5 hours. And yeah, when I'm front desk, I'm just helping people answer the phone and help people with any concerns that they may have.
So what kind of people do you work with as a skate guard and a front desk attendant?
The ages really vary. A lot of people are high schoolers, but I also work with a lot of people in their 20s. Some of my managers are in their 50s. But yeah, it varies from ages, but a lot of people that I work close-knit with are high schoolers.
Do a lot of people who work at Steel Ice Center have a similar interest in you with figure skating or hockey or, just skating in general?
Yeah, I would say so. So a lot of the girls that I work with are either a figure skater or one plays hockey. And then some of the guys, too, I work with, they are hockey players. So, yeah, it's really nice to, come around because, as Brady was saying, that your job, you wanted to make it seem like a family, but with the people that I work with and how we're all connected within, the similar sport, it really helps us, work good together.
So you've met new people you wouldn't have otherwise met, and you've made friends with them and made good relationships?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I never would have thought that I would be friends with the people that I am today. It honestly helped me a lot come out of my shell, and because I was taught to meet new people.
Yeah, I feel the same way because at my job, a lot of the kitchen staff, they're much older. They don't really necessarily speak English, but I still would call them some of my best friends. We have a shared goal of, working to get customers their pizza, and it often creates really good relationships and bonds. So, Jesse, what do you like about your job?
Honestly, I love everything about my job. There's nothing really I could say that I dislike. I think it's more just of a me problem when I say that I don't want to go to work. But yeah, honestly, I love my job. I get good money and I am getting paid for what I love to do, and it's ice skating.
That's awesome. Are there any challenges with your job? Maybe, finding time for it in your schedule?
Yeah, I would definitely say I had I had a struggle trying to find, you know, shifts on the weeknights. Those are always challenging because closing isn't until like 10:30. But there's always a way to work around that. And I got, that's just something I had to teach myself with the work life. But yeah, definitely I had a struggle, but I would say it's much better now.
So would you say that from your struggle of finding time for it in your schedule, you learned time management and you learned how to figure things out in your schedule?
Oh, definitely. I definitely figured out time management. That taught me how to be better with my time and how to balance school and my sports and then work on top of it.
Has work ever maybe positively impacted your schedule, given you extra activities, given you more social experiences?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I love the people that I talk to at work. I love the people that are around me at work. So I would definitely say that it gave me a very good social experiment. It's a very good social experiment to have, especially when you work with such great people around you and you're surrounded by, they're not just, you know, your coworkers, they're like a family.
I would say the same thing. You know, working with a lot of people from different backgrounds, you find out about maybe new activities you could do, new restaurants that are open. I actually work with one of my best friends, so sometimes when we have a shift together, we go hang out after, or we, you know, find time to hang out. So what are some skills that you've learned at your job or your internship that maybe you're able to use in day-to-day life?
So starting with my internship, it definitely taught me to be better socially because I had a talk to a lot of higher-ups when I was 14. But yeah, it taught me to be better. I feel like my vocabulary changed a lot too, because I was hanging around these, you know, lawyers that were working in the law firm for 20 years. But yeah, I feel like I definitely like grew as a person too with my internship. And then on top of that, working at CLA Center, I feel that I can talk to people much easier, and, you know, I want people to come to me when they have a concern and I'm able to help them.
Yeah, I feel the same way because my communication skills since I started working in customer service and, you know, fast food, they've really improved because, you know, now I have to talk to everyone who comes into the restaurant. I have to make sure that they're happy with what they're getting. I have to ask questions and, you know, make sure everything is right. Jesse, what is maybe the most beneficial thing that you would say has come out of you working?
The most beneficial thing that has come out of me working was probably my relationships out of the workforce. I've loved the bonds that I've created with the people that I am surrounded by. Yeah, so definitely the social aspect of me having a job, me working, is definitely the most beneficial thing. And, you know, the money on top of that is great. But it's definitely the relationships that I've found outside of, I've gotten outside of work, within work, if that makes sense. But yeah, definitely it's those relationships that I really like held on to my heart too.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes the people you work with are some of the best people you know, because you get to know them so well, because, you know, you're working together, you have to, you know, work with teamwork, and you have to kind of keep everyone happy while you're doing it as well. Do you think you're paid a fair amount for the work you put in?
Definitely, yeah. I don't complain about it. I just kind of do what I do. And I mean, the money's there. But yeah, I would definitely say that, like, the money to me isn't like my top priority. It's definitely just, it's doing what I love and I'm just getting paid for it. And it's being with the people that I love. Yeah, it's definitely like the social aspect of it is what really, I really love about me having my job.
Do you get other benefits besides, like, you know, a paycheck from working?
Oh my gosh, yeah, definitely. So actually, along with my job at CLA Center, I'm able to get discounted dice time. So my freestyle is not $15, it is $13.50 for my freestyle session. So that is very beneficial towards me and, you know, my bank account. But I also love my friends that I've made at work. And I know I've said it, but I mean, I'll say it again. I love, like, the family bond that I have working. So that's, again, very beneficial. But yeah, it's the discounted ice time that I get. That's pretty great.
And do you find that working with people you enjoy and, you know, working to do something that you really enjoy makes it easier for you to find time to work, makes you want to work more?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I honestly, it's not the fact that it's like, oh, I have to get up and I have to go work. No, it's the fact that, like, I'm grateful that I have a job. I'm grateful that I have to, that I can get up and I can go work, because, like I said before, it's not like it's a job to me. It's almost like an extracurricular or an activity. Like, I get a lot of benefits out of my job, and I'm very grateful for those benefits. And yeah,
I feel like that's a really great perspective, because when you really enjoy what you do, you want to do it more, and then you can get other benefits such as, you know, learning to have a bank account, you know, learning the time management, the responsibility. You know, on those hard skills compared to soft skills, what are some skills that people working at your job need?
Some skills that we may need are customer service, because we're around people all the time. But another skill may be, you know how to skate, and just like you're family-friendly, family-orientated.
And, you know, what advice would you give to a younger teen who's looking to start working, who wants to start, you know, putting out a resume, trying to get some interviews?
Definitely, I would try to look around you, because honestly, if you were to ask me like a year ago if I would be working where I'm working now, I couldn't tell you. Like, I honestly wouldn't think that I'd be working at CLA Center. But I would definitely start looking around, like, what you enjoy, because if you are working for something that you don't like, you're not going to want to go to work, or you're not going to want to get scheduled. You're not going to get any benefits out of it. So I definitely would do something that you enjoy, and something that, you know, gives you benefits outside of your job, and, you know, makes you feel like you've done something.
Yeah, and when you applied to work at Steel Ice Center, did you have to put together a resume or any sort of, you know, little bit about you to, you know, help you get that job?
I definitely had to make a little bit about me, but I was pretty close with everyone already, since I was affiliated already with the club that I'm a part of. So it wasn't too much of a hassle, but it definitely took a little bit. But yeah, it was honestly really easy, and they got back to me within 2-3 days.
Yeah, I had a similar experience when I worked as a lifeguard, actually. I didn't really have to put together a resume or anything, but when applying for my other jobs, I had to put together a resume. I wanted to make sure I looked really professional, and I wanted to make sure that I, you know, seemed well-established and like I was capable of the job, and I think that really helped me. Now, did you interview for your position?
I did interview for my position. So the interview only took about 10-15 minutes. I did interview.
I interviewed as well for, two of the jobs that I've had. And I think it was really important that, you know, I dressed up nicely. I appeared professional. I made sure, you know, my hair was nice. My outfit was nice. And I think it really gave me a better chance at, you know, getting a job. Do you think that maybe carrying yourself better and, you know, appearing a little better has helped you get a job, has helped you, you know, work up within the company?
Definitely. I would definitely say that preparing and making myself feel good making myself look good will make me feel good and make me feel confident. When I got interviewed for Steel Ice Center, I remember I had a whole freak out, and I was like, I don't know what to wear. I don't know what to do with my hair. But, you know, I put on something simple. I did my hair all nice. And, you know, I got the job. But I would say that putting together yourself will make you feel, if it makes you feel good, if it makes you look good, it'll make you feel good. And I think that really matters within the workforce, because, you know, you want to be helping people and you want to feel your best. So, yes, I definitely think that, you know, making yourself prepared and making yourself look good will definitely make you feel good about yourself.
Well, thank you very much, Jesse, for joining me. It's been great having you on. Thank you for listening to WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters. Once again, my name is Eliza Moore. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on our next episode.